Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Take my latest run-in with Batsy. It was just last night, as the entire country was tuning into its favorite talk show.
Believe it, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you
stranger.
And here we go.
Hello, everybody. I am the Good Doctor. I am Harley Quinn. Welcome to the Wrestling Asylum, where we are going to have an unbelievably fun time. And by the way, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you motherfucker. Let this man finish the fucking story. Okay, now that I got that out of the way, let's get to the warden who runs this amazing, amazing place. The one, the only, the Joker. My goodness.
Harley, you know to leave the lock alone.
Yes, I do.
That is soon enough.
Yes.
But.
Oh.
A first.
Ooh.
This week, my inmates,
five
wanderers, came into my asylum.
Oh my
you
god.
Are nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm.
However,
especially if one of them tried to attack me. Okay, go ahead.
However.
Mm-hmm.
Not your fault.
No.
You had a lot of random intruders.
Especially when one tries to hit me with a riptide. Oh god.
Yeah, well, unfortunately for them.
Mm-hmm.
I put on my Sunday best.
There you go.
This week, following the events of attacking our truth,
ooh.
Jamie D. McDonough, Dirty Dom.
Fuck you, Dom.
Mommy, you ain't gonna be on top on this one, bitch.
No, bitch. No, you're not. So I'm gonna make
the
sure.
The Demon King Finn Balor.
Oh.
And send your money up my ass. Not in the bank. Damien, I can't figure out how to cash in my fucking briefcase instead of jerking off the rest of the group.
Yes.
Although flicking the bean for Rhea, that's a whole different story. But that's
right. There's a... mm-hmm.
The five of you dared to attack me.
And me.
And Harley. And now... your penance is required. The chair waits for you. I also have to call the biohazard team.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a hell of a job this week.
Yeah. We're
it's going to be a fun show.
Yes.
But you got to do me that favor. Like, share, subscribe. Stay notified. Telegraph, telephone, telegram, tell a wrestler, tell a baby mama, tell your girlfriends, tell your boyfriends. You know how to tell where everybody is.
Exactly.
And make sure you check out where we are. Also, you gotta make sure go to our link tree as well, off the top row podcast. You're gonna find out where everything is.
Of course.
OTTR, and of course, the asylum, and to get some merch too while you're at it.
Absolutely.
Come on, show some love. Show the Black Hearts ladies some love.
Absolutely.
Show last week of wrestling some love. Show us
your some love.
Love.
Show us some love.
We give it to you for free.
Exactly.
But now, did you get your coffee habit? Did you? Did you? W Energy, 10% off with OTTR Mob off your first order. Fabulous. So, amount of flavors.
So good.
Coffee goes out the window.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. DreamAlive.store for 15% off. You know.
Absolutely.
Getting ready to, you know, get into spring. So we might get some light hoodies and light.
Yeah.
All caps. And of course, you got to get Solus. You got to get the bling.
Oh, 25%
off. GetSolus.com. Exactly. Get yourself a chain. Maybe some gold rings.
Mm-hmm. Get something for Valentine's Day. I know.
I know the rule about Valentine's Day. We don't talk about that.
No, absolutely not.
First. New Japan.
Ah.
Lost their golden boy.
Oh.
Harley, tell the good folks what's going on with the Rainmaker himself.
Michiké Okada. Yes, he became a free agent yesterday. Now, there are a good number of promotions that want him. Of course, WWE is one. TNA is another. But there is one in particular that he has shown a really keen interest in. And as you can see, it's because of his connections to these gentlemen, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, Will Ospreay, and Jay White. That's right. I'm talking All Elite Wrestling. Yep. And Mercedes Moné might be All Elite too. So there you go. So, do you see Okada going to AEW, or do you see him going elsewhere?
Truth be told, you and I both know, Harley,
that
he shows up in WWE.
Yeah.
Look what they did to Nakamura.
Oh, God.
Don't get it twisted. He flourished in NXT, don't get me wrong.
Oh, he did. I mean, two-time NXT champion?
He never needed it.
No, he never needed it, but he did it.
NXT, do the math. This was before Disney rip-off fucked that up.
Yep.
He still might be there one last time.
Oh, yes.
But on that one, I'm going to have to go that one. If that happens, I might not. But the truth is, as I sit here and drink my delicious Canadian dry.
I drink Dubby.
I already had that earlier.
I haven't had it yet, so that's why I put this.
I had my Dubby for breakfast. To get me through the morning.
There you go.
But a dilemma. Nonetheless, TNA would benefit from him if you watched in the early days. That's where a young Okada and a very young Nakamura did an American excursion.
They did.
Before they came back to Japan to become who we know and love today.
Yep. And a certain gentleman named AJ Styles was in.
Yes, AJ Styles.
Yep. And then he went to Japan and went up against guys like Nakamura and Okada.
To me, AEW would be the most logical.
Yeah.
With the friendships of Switchblade, Ospreay, the Bucks, Kenny, to name a good chunk.
A good chunk of them.
It would make sense for the schedule.
Mm-hmm. And he would not have to really leave Japan, really. Unless just to come
Well, here's the other thing. Look at who he could face off with. You still have Miro that you could build something with.
Yep.
You could have it with Malakai Black.
Of course.
I think had Andrade stayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still seeing certain doors, walls broken, so.
Yeah, that's true. He could go up against this guy right here, Mr. Moxley.
There's Mox. Yep. I would like to see Okada go one-on-one with Claudio.
Oh, I would love that.
I think we need that rematch.
Mm-hmm.
I think you all know the one.
Is it Okada versus Omega?
Uh-uh.
Is it Okada versus Ospreay?
Uh-uh.
Jay White.
Uh-uh.
It's not Jay White.
It's like Blackpool Combat Club.
Bryan Danielson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You still want that rematch?
Yes. With so good at Forbidden Door.
Remember, Danielson went into the match against Okada.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, broken match, they say.
Yep.
I think he ends up there. TNA would be a huge benefit for him as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one thing he needs to work on just a little bit would be the English promos.
Yeah.
I would be fine regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you do go with AEW, and yes, I'm using my regular voice here and there.
Okay.
I think the one thing that you need to remember is this. Nakamura can do it,
mm-hmm.
but if you do it right, you know, he does have some chaotic friends.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Romero as well.
No. Trent, Chuck Taylor,
yep.
Orange Cassidy.
Now, side note, we also had another New Japan star become a free agent as well.
Ooh.
All I'm going to say is, let's just say, stay tuned to see who it might be. You'll enjoy it later.
Yes.
But for Okada, TNA would probably fit. But
better.
TNA, you have a bit of a problem. Some of you cable-providing douchebags are keeping Access TV. Hey, Verizon, get your foot out, you taint.
Exactly.
Okay. Hi. If they want to play that game.
Yep.
TNA has gone through it before.
Yep.
What's to say TNA doesn't get the ultimate opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, folks, next year, Raw on Netflix.
Ugh.
That's going to be weird.
It is going to be weird.
But what if
I have no Netflix.
If the rumors are true about SmackDown on Friday,
okay.
TNA go stay on Thursday.
There you go.
Say, think about it. Okada would be a hell of a move.
Mm-hmm.
I think that after almost 20 years in New Japan, I think it's time mm-hmm. to see what he can do in the Americas.
Right.
Yes, yeah. He's done, you know, the crossover stuff. And
he does.
All out Forbidden Door appearances here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there comes a point where you have to say to yourself, I need to test myself in the ultimate audience.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. He now is in a company that could potentially do the unthinkable if they get their head straight. They're going through some rough shit.
They are.
A break. To yeah. all you motherfucking trolls. You know who you bastards are. Need I say more?
Yeah.
Think about it. You hone it against Jay White for the mm-hmm. championship.
Yep.
Inside, if you make it in that arena, you yep. can make it anywhere.
Exactly.
Inside the garden. Mm-hmm. You got Ospreay. Now, Will yep. Ospreay is on his way. He will be here later this month.
He will. He has to finish some stuff up.
Yeah. Ospreay's actually wrapped up, I think, middle of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote that part yet.
No, I won't.
But I think, well, it's going to be no matter what company he ends up in, and I want to ask the viewers this,
yeah.
I think the one thing that shall happen for him anyway is simple. Do us a favor. Don't go to WWE. At least not right
Please.
Now.
Please, not right now. It's insane. You're over still there in your right agency. Now.
You have a situation where how do I want to put it? You do not want
it's a mess. No, you don't.
Because look at the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I noticed something.
Okay.
Different music.
Ooh.
pops weren't as loud as you would think. I mean, yes, Liv Morgan and, you know, Naomi and Jordan Grant. There, but there was a lot of talent. Their music went off, and you're like, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
So, Jim Johnson. Or like. Cephos, we need you back.
Mm-hmm. Need you back composing badass music.
Yep. Because that's, you know, where the big pop is when they're coming in. I do feel that Okada could fit TNA a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the somewhat under grit. But TNA would be the most logical.
Yeah.
Only way he ends up in WWE is the dollars.
Yeah. The money.
They make, let me just quote our former AEW world champion, if they make a stupid, great, great amount of money off.
I really could.
On the other hand, I know Tony Khan's willing to flip the money.
Oh, he's willing to, he's willing to pay him whatever he wants.
He'll break the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Way with another friend of the elites.
Yeah.
Mr. Ibushi.
Get well soon. Kota Ibushi. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now Ibushi's healing up, so shout out to him. Shout out to Kenny. But I want to know from the chat, and I want to know from the viewers. I got to ask this simple question, folks.
Tell us.
Where did Okada go?
Where do you see him going?
Why would it be a good fit? I mean, where do you see this playing at?
Oh, considering there is Tony Khan, it was announced, TK has an announcement for Wednesday. I wonder if he's going to announce that Okada's now All Elite. I can see Okada having those kind of dream matches we were talking about earlier with, Mox and Miro and Claudio and Malakai Black. I mean, heck, he could even have a match with Buddy Matthews. The possibilities are endless over there, but it's the same over in TNA. He could go up against Moose. He could go up against Chris Sabin. He could go up against Speedball Mike Bailey, the walking weapon Josh Alexander. I mean, it's endless no matter where he goes, but I'm leaning more towards AEW myself.
Like I said, that is the most logical.
Yeah.
Because the truth of the matter is simple.
Yeah.
All right. To me personally, I think two things. One, given his friendships with the Elite.
Yep.
And Tony willing to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, WWE would have to make a retarded offer.
Oh, they would have to.
WrestleMania.
Yep. Royal Rumble win.
Which he does deserve. He does. Proven he can hang.
He can.
I think what you could do, I mean, we're going to dive into this momentarily.
Oh, yeah.
But before we continue, I think Okada would benefit in AEW, even if he was there for like a year, 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes, because we don't know when he's deciding he wants to retire.
True.
What is... you know, aspirations fully are, he's wanting that one run in the big time in the States, other than being friends and doing his thing like he's always enjoyed.
True.
I think if he did go to WWE, you do get that chance that we never got.
Yeah.
You get the third time against him and not remember. Two of the leaders of Chaos. They were the two leaders of Chaos.
Ooh.
Moore started it.
Mm-hmm.
Okada ran it when he left.
Yeah.
Now Okada's following suit.
Yeah.
Only way I can see it playing out, and I know there's a lot of people who are going to say it.
Oh, my goodness.
It has to be a stupid amount of money.
It does.
I mean, there would have to be a guarantee. Done deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, that would be the issue.
That would be.
But I want to know what the fans think, so.
Yeah.
Watch and say something. Come on with
Please.
It. But Please. Now, I want to dive into another situation. You know, last week was the Royal Rumble, and we got ourselves a couple of surprises with the ladies.
We did. Definitely did.
One of them happened to be TNA Women's Champion, the Knockouts champ herself. Grace, who had a great showing.
Yep.
But it was what happened.
What's she doing? What's she doing? Drain the... Oh, my God. You're killing me, woman. Hiya, drain the...
Yeah. Let me talk to you.
Yeah.
What happened? So, after the Royal Rumble, where we saw Natty at one,
yep.
Naomi returned at two,
yep.
and at number five, Miss Jordynne Grace herself.
Yeah.
We saw some great dream scenario,
mm-hmm.
you know, stare downs. So this happened after the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So the question is, could it happen? We also know and have recently learned that Miss Grace said soon.
Yes.
So, she's also issued a challenge to the EST.
Bianca.
Yes, come to my backyard.
Oh.
So, I'm going to say this. Tony Khan did a phenomenal job breaking the forbidden door.
He did.
Or as Hunter called it, some vernacular, whatever the hell he called it. Stupid and, you know, corny.
Yeah, stupid, corny.
But Tony Khan was right to call it that because under the old man, never would have happened.
Never.
Now begs the question. The partnership with TNA is open to all promotions we see.
Ooh.
And with... Camille, also a free agent.
Yeah.
So a lot of doors.
Oh, yeah.
Could Bianca Belair accept?
Maybe.
Will Natty get to face her one-on-one?
I think so.
We get a rematch between her and Trinity, a.k.a. in maybe. WWE.
Maybe.
I think Jordynne Grace's performance shined very well.
She did great in the Rumble.
She did great.
She did
I think great. One of the things that would have definitely been shocking is if she made the final two.
Yeah, that would have been really shocking. You would have been like, no way.
But at the same time, you also teased Jordynne Grace, Jade Cargill, you teased her, and Bayley.
Bayley.
You know, there were, there are, now, had certain, you know, her and Nia, her and Becky, you know, had this individual not gotten hurt, her and Charlotte. There are a lot of scenarios now that have opened up from this.
Yes.
So don't think for a minute that this isn't, you know, over.
Yeah. No, it's not
this over. This is just getting started, I think.
Yes, it is. And it's going to get interesting. That's definitely for sure.
So my question is this. Okay. Is if
yes.
we do get one of these matches right away.
Oh, my God.
Do you
book that would be last? Exciting.
I booked the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Jordynne Grace has proven she can go.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen the women in pro wrestling main event pay-per-views. We've
seen absolutely.
In the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
If it's me, I don't care if it's in WWE, I don't care if it's in TNA. I'd book it last.
It's the main event.
But make sure the story makes sense to get it.
Yes, exactly. It has to make sense or it just won't work.
I mean, hell, if you don't, what'll happen is you're going to run into a problem.
True.
Kind of with what next week's victim's going to run into.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not telling you who it is.
No.
Not yet, anyway.
No.
But, see, Mr. J is always genius. I think the one thing that needs to happen, my dear, is yes. that, A, it has to be logic.
It has to.
Two, depending on the promotion, you're going to hear superstar versus wrestler.
Yeah.
Learn needs to drop the superstar shit once.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense anymore to call them superstars.
Because we've gotten used to hearing them as wrestlers as they've always been.
Yes.
For me, I think what comes next is going to be quite interesting. But for Jordynne Grace, I recommend for everybody watching it, you know, go check out the behind the scenes with her for the Rumble.
Yeah.
That she wasn't supposed to be there.
No.
So
was she in the place of a Charlotte?
Nope.
No? Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
No, I watched it and I'll tell you what.
Okay.
She got the phone call. Cause they had just wrapped up their Orlando tapings.
Mm-hmm.
She got the phone call. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday week of.
Ooh, wow.
And a fun fact. So we've seen this happen before. Mr. Ooh, yeah, Rick Rude on Nitro and Raw on the same night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trinity's final match with TNA will air this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's against Jordynne.
Oh, geez.
It's the rematch,
mm-hmm.
I believe, for the Knockouts Championship. Don't quote me on that, folks.
No.
But I was very happy to see the interaction with Natalya.
Yeah.
I think if Natty's going to be the one to step up first and take first crack, go to TNA.
Yeah.
Let Natalya do what she's known for.
Mm-hmm.
Use the abilities she learned from Uncle Brett, Grandpa Stick. Just tell her, unleash everything you know.
Unleash.
Go have fun.
Yeah.
That's the one difference between Scott D'Amore and I think Hunter.
Yeah.
I think that Hunter knows that she's doing that. What I think is Hunter's not sure, okay.
Yeah.
How do I break her away from what she's had to deal with for all these years? That would work.
Yeah.
Have Natty work in TNA for a while. I would do that.
There you go. That might work.
I would definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
For the simple fact that if you think about it, how do I want to put it? Natty's known as a submission.
Yeah.
And for power. You're gonna have the two of them go at it.
Yeah.
As Blackheart said, as Boss said, I would definitely do a swap.
Yeah.
6 months apart.
Probably.
Or if you're gonna do the trade, here's the trade off. Natty shocks everybody, beats Grace, wins.
Oh my god, that would definitely get people talking.
It would get people talking because here's what you do. It would put you in a scenario where, oh my god, how the hell did a woman from another company just beat our champion from the belt?
That exactly.
Okay.
It's like how?
What you do? So here's how you book it. So Natty's on Raw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's how I book this. Natty beats Grace. Shows up on Raw holding that belt. She gives her, she shows respect, you know, she's not gonna be a heel.
No.
But she does show a little bit of cockiness because of, you know, being from the big time and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Grace comes out, gives respect back, but goes, oh, honey.
Mm-hmm.
This just getting started.
Yeah.
Because now, guess what? As teenage women's champ, you now have to go there to defend and fight.
Yeah.
I can
have to. Yeah.
So you could have Jordynne Grace literally hop on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Jordynne Grace facing off with Rhea Ripley.
Oh!
Anybody. If anybody could stop the momentum
of mommy.
For Rhea,
yeah.
Congratulations, Jordynne Grace is your girl. She's been, I mean, through all the good and the bad that Jordan's been through.
Yes.
I think the one thing for Jordynne Grace that needs to take place happened at the Rumble.
Yeah.
Because the minute her name flashed, the whole place went nuts.
They did.
And I love how McAfee, because he was getting back into a groove, was going, cops are here. Cops are here. I was like, oh, shit. Because as soon as I saw the letter J, and I went, oh, it can't be. No way.
Oh, my God.
They got her to.
Yeah.
Because I knew when Mickie James did it and all that. Mm-hmm. I was now, because of this, you now also open up a huge, huge dynamic.
You do.
Because those two ladies aren't the only ones that can come on knocking.
No. There's going to be, I'm betting there's going to be more.
You could have Jade show up on TNA Impact.
You could. You could have Becky do that. You could have.
You could have any combination, but here's the rub.
Anybody, really.
Hang on, here's the rub. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. So let's. I'm gonna play quarterback here for me. Monday night quarterback.
All right.
We're gonna take our two reigning women's champs. I'm gonna take Io Sky, and Io's gonna get her ass whipped by the woman inside our wrestler's chamber.
Yes, exactly.
Down with the thickness herself. Little
Bailey.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
No,
I think you also have to take Rhea into this equation.
Yes, she holds the other belt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They call out any of the Impact women's locker room.
Jordynne Grace, Giselle Shaw.
That was the name I was going to throw. Mm-hmm. I think you have Giselle Shaw, Jessica Havoc, and Rosemary.
Mm-hmm. You have
all
them come out there.
Walk out.
Ooh.
You don't get let the entire Knockouts locker room show up.
Yep.
Full on brawl.
Oh, yeah. You can see like Jody Threat, Zaya Brookside, Danny Luna.
Full on women's brawl.
Oh, God, that would be fun.
Woo. But here's the plot twist.
Uh oh.
For real. Oh, she's hurt, so that can't work.
No.
During the course of the fight, a woman from NXT decides to get in the fight.
Oh.
You could use it as a way to bring in one of the girls in NXT.
Let's see. Can I guess who it is?
Nikita Lyons.
Nikita, yeah. Well, my first guess was going to be Roxanne Perez, but then again.
Perez will be in way sooner than this.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to see what happens after tomorrow night.
Yeah, exactly. When she goes up against
Lyra. My idea is this.
Mm-hmm.
Have this be the opportunity where you start seeing crossovers. You see Roxanne show up on an episode of Impact. You have a random episode where Giselle Shaw shows up to take and bitch slap Chelsea Green around.
I want to see that now.
Have Rosemary and G Dolan go at it, or Thea Hall.
Isla Dawn.
I think the two powerhouses from a thick, stocky standpoint would be Piper Niven against Jessica Havoc.
There you go.
I would have the, or even Nia. You've opened up a treasure trove of dream scenarios and stories that you've
so played. Many possibilities but the
thing,
here.
But the thing of it is you got to look at how am I going to get the fans invested?
Yep.
But where does the story start? You started this story with the Rumble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would have done, Jordan Grace, perfect pick. Perfect. I think another one that could have swerved everybody would have been a Giselle Shaw.
There you go. Or
Rosemary.
Yep, her too.
Or Havoc.
Mm-hmm.
By doing that, what you've now done is, okay, we've heard of that. We've heard of that. What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Now you're now book. You're now going to be putting fans onto the that product, which is what you ultimately want. The more eyes, the more money.
More
opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So all you trolls and keyboard warriors who want AEW to bomb. Excuse me.
Well, I got something to say about that too. Go fuck yourselves.
This is just jacking yourself off, boys, because you can't get laid, and you can't get a real woman. You don't know.
It's not about money. It's about sending a message. Everything burns.
Yes, everything will burn. Yes, but to me personally, this would be the ultimate opening for TNA to really shine.
Exactly.
Yeah. After the 10 years of darkness, well, 14 years, no thanks to 14. Fat fuck douchebag Bruce Pritchard. Fuck you, you McMahon. Fuck you.
Exactly.
Come Sting, cocksucker. And Dixie Carter's no good. Bishop, butthole licking. Hulk Hogan, dick sucking ass.
Fuck you, Hulk.
TNA Rose back. And that's all I got to say on the match. So this now is the opportunity. If they book it the right way, I see.
Let's see here.
I could see a situation where Natty and Jordan have a phenomenal match. I don't give a fuck what the finish is.
Nope.
During the court, after the finish, and there's mutual respect, you have women from each of the respective locker rooms jump the other and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah. Just have an all-out locker rooms brawl.
Have it all hang out. But all of a sudden, you got Scott D'Amore trying to break it up. Out comes William Regal on Hunter's back to try and break it up. And Regal whispers in D'Amore's ear, and D'Amore just busts out laughing. And he breaks character because he knows what's coming. And Regal goes, I know what to do with you. War games! Perfect! Because now you have the ladies of TNA and the ladies of the of World Wrestling Entertainment. Yeah, I said it. You don't like it? Suck it. Going at it, and it makes it to where now you have stories in two promotions that you would be sitting there 15, 16 years ago, and TNA was doing its own thing and wanting to kick Vince's ass because you had come out of the Attitude Era. You were in the Ruthless Aggression Era and were just starting the PG, or as I like to call it, the I have no sense of humor, I need to be catered to the entitlement era, the mommy, he called me a bad name, make him stop, fuck you, bitch, grow up, get a set of rhino skin and take
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
As George Carlin would say, fuck you, eat shit, jack off, eat, sleep, fuck, I ain't that sick. Well, folks.
Okay.
I want to know what you think. Do you think this will play well? Do you think this match comes first? or do you see Jordynne Grace getting her wish with Bianca Belair as well?
Ooh.
We've heard those statements. We've seen it on Twitter, as you saw. I think, personally, I think you get Natty in the fact that Jordynne Grace teased the word soon.
Yep. With the handshake emoji.
I think Hunter and Scott D'Amore are cooking something.
They've got something. They got something.
There's something.
It's coming.
She would not have made that statement saying, if there's something up.
Now, yeah, exactly.
Could that mean Jordynne Grace's contract is up? Is there a potential that we all find out, truth be told, there's going to be cross contract something? I don't know.
But it would be
an amazing thing to see, because then what you have is now a great situation.
Yes, exactly.
Where you have to then ask yourself, okay, what am I doing?
Right.
Am I going to be able to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Am I able to be do this?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's all just going to pretend.
True.
But folks, it's time to take our commercial break.
Yeah.
When I come back, I have... this one's going to be a shout out to KB, our homie. Get up, get down with the thickness. Her name is Baby. She's going for EOS. get down with the thickness. Oh, yeah. We're going for Bailey inside the Wrestler's Life Chamber. How apropos. Hey, motherfuckers. Decided to try and take my place.
And tried to take me out.
Well, they got to R-Truth and I'm not happy.
They did.
So grab the snacks. Be prepared for the thickness. I'll be back after this break. Soon.
Tonight on The Joker. Will Batman defeat our charismatic star in time to save the hostages? Will Joker finally take control of Gotham once and for all? To find out, stay tuned. Same Joker crime, same Joker channel.
Undertaker knows for sure.
Love that Joker.
Sorry.
remember, put on a happy face.
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a
stranger.
What to do?
I don't know.
What do you want to do?
You boys a bit bored? Snap into it! Snap into a Slim Jim! Tag to the spice! Hey, nice! Antique! Snap into it! Need a little excitement? Snap into a Slim Jim!
Whoa, totally way chill, California.
Yo.
Cool muscle dude, Stingman!
Like Sting, like where on his
like
feet?
Peruse, dude.
Peruse! Shoes for your feet, pockets for your stuff.
We are back.
I was having a glorious dream about.
Yes.
It's a guy thing. I can't talk.
Oh, it's a okay. Never mind.
Folks.
Okay.
We have a woman.
Oh, shucky ducky, quack quack.
Yeesh, Pengers. How corny can you get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as I alluded to before break, KB, this one's for you, brother. I hope you're watching.
KB.
Okay. So, to paraphrase Down with the Sickness by Disturbed, I sang Down with the Thickness. We're going to have to figure out a way to get that on a t-shirt. Hey, yep. Bailey, hit putting up. We'll talk. But, folks, in my illustrious asylum, every single week, a different chamber opens up. Ooh. And this week, the lovely, she calls herself the idol, the one and only Hugger, who just turned babyface 24 hours ago.
Yes.
After attack by damage control.
Damn them.
And listening to Nia Jax's advice, the one and only Bailey. Now, for those of you who probably do not know about this, Bailey got her start in wrestling on the indie circuit in 2008. Mm-hmm. She wrestled for various promotions. She wrestled in Shine. She wrestled for the NWA from Hollywood, Pro Wrestling Destination. She actually was a tag partner with a certain wrestling professor who made her return recently as well.
Ah, Serena Deeb. Yeah,
Serena Deeb. One thing I will say is by the time she got to WWE in 2012, she had a little bit of a following. She was known as the Hugger. She would go on to become NXT Women's Champion against Sasha Banks at the very first takeover in Brooklyn. But it was this match that put her royally on the map with Sasha. 30
Iron
minutes.
Woman match.
The Iron Woman's match. NXT respect. Several months later, that summer, 2016, she'd make her main roster debut. She would hold that. She beat Charlotte for her first Raw Women's Championship. As we see in 2019, the SmackDown 3D stage era, as I call it, she would go on. Heel, change her look. She'd become tag champs and SmackDown's women's champ with Sasha. 3 years ago, roughly, we know that Bailey got hurt really, really bad. She was going to be gone for quite a while. She'd come back at SummerSlam.
Yep.
a little over a year plus. She would create Damage Control with Io Sky and Dakota Kai. But as you can see in this picture, Bayley had won the Royal Rumble a week ago. So like I said, who to challenge?
Yep.
Bayley has had some of the most great moments that I don't think people truly, truly appreciate from her.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is, the character that she started with, think about it.
The side ponytail.
The side ponytail. Buddies. The wacky wavy inflatable tube man.
Yay! It looks like it got stolen from an auto lot.
or as they tried to call it, Bayley Buddies, and that
did. They did.
That did not get over well. Thanks a lot, Byron.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, look at what she did with Sasha with the Iron Woman match. Yep. Look at what she was able to create with Alexa Bliss.
Exactly.
When they went at it over the championship. The manner in which she beat Charlotte to be women's champion when she first came to the main roster.
True.
She was part of that revolution that the women were finally getting the shot.
Yep.
And look, they were running it. They were running with it.
She was part of the Four Horsewomen.
Yep. Up until Respect, the men had been always main eventing. The women for NXT, for the most part, were the co-main event, or like they were either semi-main event or they were the third match. It would go main event, semi-main event, and then right underneath. So they were in that area. Bayley was part of that group that, you know, boom, 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 boom. When she wrestled at WrestleMania, she was in a fatal four-way.
She was.
Which I sat there and I remember that one and I go,
huh?
What?
Huh?
A fatal four-way? Excuse me? Baking powder? Why? Now we're going to get the one-on-one.
Yes.
Do I anticipate Bayley somehow pulling it off? Probably. Yes.
I would say yes, but
I think the biggest moment for her was finally winning a Rumble, because remember Becky had won it, Charlotte had won it the year after. Charlotte did it.
Mm-hmm.
The only one left that hasn't is Sasha.
But she's not in the company anymore, and she could be All Elite maybe by
March.
That's
what I heard.
I've heard it
We'll see. Time will tell. But in my honest opinion, to me, Bayley's best. The fact that Bayley got to wrestle and learn from Serena Deeb, Mia Yim. Shout out to Mia. She learned from Mercedes Martinez. During her time in Shine, and I went back and watched some of it, and I can tell you firsthand, you could see then that she wanted it. It was... Mm-hmm. Where's my character?
Yeah.
Working in NXT, learning from Dusty before Dusty's untimely, you know, departure into the next phase of existence.
Yes.
I gotta be honest. She's done very well. Everybody thought she couldn't hack it as a heel.
No. I mean, I was one of those skeptics. I didn't think she could hack it as a heel. Like, it just didn't feel right.
I'll ask the viewers this one.
Yeah.
When Bayley turned heel, I was like, oh crap, this is gonna.
This
will be like trying to turn Ricky the Dragon Steamboat heel, and it's not gonna work. This is gonna be a wet fart in church.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, in church, where if you see the reel on TikTok where the lady's singing the psalm and all of a sudden it's the loud ass rip vibrating so loud, it's like. Did Jesus just perform an anal exorcism?
I don't know, did he?
That's how loud it got. That's what sounded like a wet skid mark in the middle of church. That's what I'm saying.
Damn.
Okay. You would have heard a That's what I thought when she turned heel. I didn't think she would play heel for almost 4 years.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
But remember, she got injured in 21 and didn't come back till SummerSlam 22.
Right. She came with EO and Dakota.
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
Yeah, I was after
what I'm saying to you is
Becky Bianca.
To me, my initial reaction when she turned heel was the Dragon Steamboat formula. This won't work. This isn't gonna work. Because here's why. Right out the gate, you still got the stupid, wacky, wavy, inflatable tube bed. That ain't gonna help.
Nope. She destroyed it with a bat.
The same fucking damn theme song.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna get it to work.
Nope.
When she destroyed the wacky, wavy, inflatable tube men, I went, okay.
All right, this is something.
Now we got something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
changed her theme. There you go.
Once you changed the theme, I said, okay, now we're starting to cook with gas.
Yeah.
Now we're starting to do something here. I think you need to have her keep that theme.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you remixed it with her old one right now, because she's being a baby face, I think fans would kind of be like, oh, shit, here we go. This is interesting.
You just can't have her go back to that hugger thing because that just doesn't work anymore for her.
Well, I think for the hugger persona, I still think you could take the theme song and remix it with the current one.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Toss it in a little bit. Give it
a little bit here and there.
Be like, oh, shit, is it really? Is she going to? You know, tease the fans with the old hugger shtick a little bit, but don't, you know, go balls deep, unintended.
No, don't go overboard with it.
Okay, but what I want is for Bailey to me. It's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
With Bailey, I gotta say it for what it is. She's a talent that, even though for what, 18 months at least, she's done the group thing, she made it work.
Yep.
If her, keep Asuka, keep Kairi out of this.
Yep, and if Dakota gets Kairi, keep her out of it too.
Dakota Kai. No offense to Dakota Kai. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Don't take this out of context. You don't need to be involved.
No.
Not saying that from storyline standpoint, I'm like, just stay out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get in the mix. Yep. Don't, you know, I understand from a storyline aspect, you're like, wait, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
You don't need to be written into this.
No.
Okay.
Just
because, no offense, I haven't seen Dakota wrestle in quite a number of years, and it's a disappointment. She's been injured one time too many. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Dakota, with all due respect.
Stay out.
It slipped. It's not your fault.
You probably didn't know this was going to happen.
You know, nobody knows it's going to happen.
No.
I saw potential with Miss Kai. I just think that, you know, health circumstances, sometimes you just get the, you know, old. Mm-hmm. For us gentlemen, when we hit over 40, and I'm dreading this, it's the old Vaseline on the finger and go, but it's not her fault.
No, it's not.
Bailey, though, she took what many would have thought ended up killing her career. I think what she did was with Mercedes being in a tag team with her during the pandemic portion of the programming helped her build that heel piece.
It did.
Now Bailey's whole package is she can go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You have, and I'm not comparing them in terms of, you know, size or whatever, but you have a Big Show-like situation. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is Paul White can play babyface and can play heel. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. For a women's division wrestler, you just got that. Not to mention the fact that you have dudes left and right and you are seeing pictures of how thick this woman's ass is. And you can call me sexist. I don't give two fucks. Like I sang before. Get up, get down with the thickness. Get up, get down with the thickness. Get up, get down with the thickness, baby. All right.
And
get up, get down with the thickness.
And she's single.
Get down with the thickness. Open up. Never mind. I'm not going to go the rest of that song.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
All you easily offended fuckers.
Yeah.
But my point is, all right, to me, two moments, and then I'll ask you, Harley, and the rest of the viewers to give me their favorite Bailey moment. The first moment for Bailey was a two-parter. It was beating Sasha in Brooklyn and then the rematch at Respect, that Iron Woman match.
Yes.
The second moment was Bailey's part turning heel and now coming full circle with the Rumble. Those are the two A, two B key moments for Bailey's career. So before we close up this, I want to hear what everybody else thinks. Let's start with you, Doc.
Okay. One of the big ones for me is when she and Sasha won the women's tag team titles at Elimination Chamber 2019. That was really, that was a really cool one because it was the first time and it was really cool. And then obviously the Rumble because, you know, Becky was my pick, but I wasn't mad Bailey won. I knew she deserved it.
I agree. I mean, at this point, Bailey has taken and ran with the ball. No pun intended.
Yes.
Although I have to admit, I could get lost in that juiciness. But I digress. So, Bailey, on behalf of the show, Joker kiss.
Oh, God.
And one more. Get down with the thickness. This would be the part where we had Bailey's theme song. This would, I should have figured out how to. Sorry, folks. This is
genius. Come on, bro. Let's be serious. He spared you.
Where'd you, we have Bailey's song and we remixed it with Disturbed.
Coincidence? I think not.
And me, yep.
How did this happen?
Right.
There she is.
And just for that, ladies and gentlemen, this was, yep,
yeah, Michael Cole's
like, yep, I agree on this one. See, we know Michael Cole's beef with Bailey.
Yeah.
She's just mad because he's married.
Lung gets done like a Bikini Bottom resident.
But now, I'll be right back. I gotta make sure today's. I gotta. Shut this door.
Yeah.
That shit got him geeked.
One moment.
You fuckers ready? How many times have I had to tell you? Put the gag ball in her mouth. Shackles.
God fucking damn.
We are gonna have so much fun together.
Dominic is about Mr.
Damn.
Calls himself Dirty Dom. I didn't realize he was that dirty.
Damn. Jesus.
Exactly.
Okay.
And now it's time for the main event.
Yes.
This is not.
All right. Enough dilly dally. To the main event.
This isn't going to be for the weak at heart.
No,
those
it's
with
not.
Weak verbal constitutions.
Turn around, don't look.
Turn your ears off. Those
turn
with
ears
no
off.
Virgin ears, you know, your virgin ears, cherry was popped.
Warning. The following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
You know, I've been a fan of R-Truth for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, K-Quick when he was K-Quick, Mr. Rowdy. Mm-hmm. Then he did 3 Live Crew and TNA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He won world champ. Came back, was U.S. champ, tagged with The Miz, Awesome Truth. But lately, he's been doing some of the funniest shit I've seen him.
Oh, yeah.
Until last week.
Uh-oh.
See, he got attacked, and then these five motherfuckers decided to try and take my house.
And decided to try and take me out.
Mm-hmm.
When a certain bitch decided to hit me with a riptide, and that hurt like fucking hell.
Yeah, well, about that. Be glad that didn't happen, because, well, you're going to want to wait till Mr. J is done this week.
True.
Because right now, I've never fried five at once. Finn Balor.
You haven't.
Damian Priest. Dominic Mysterio. Your daddy's a shitty deal.
Yeah.
JD, or as I like to call him, Jack Off McDonough, the Raw Women's Champion. Rhea Ripley, or the future Mrs. Matthews.
What?
Oh my God, wait a minute.
Wait.
He meets World? What the fuck?
Ah!
Ladies and gentlemen, today's chair victim, the collaborative unit of the Judgment Day, yours, has arrived. Oh, where do I begin? Where do I begin with you, Judgment Day? Harley?
Yes.
Oh, look, it's the rejects from Full House. Well, the Gotham version, anyway. I mean, Finn Balor, seriously, you could come up with better shit than that. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, mommy says she's always on top, all right.
Ew!
But she's on top of which one, I wonder.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Makes you think. Oh, look, there's a jack-off pointing to four guys who, never mind. Well, three dudes. Well, Dominic's the chick, you know, the whole I went to jail type ordeal, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Right.
Oh, this is what made me sick. I'm just warmed up. You see, I wanted to be nice, usually brutal. But Harley, you gotta stop. Oh, fuck it. I'm not gonna be that brutal. JD McDonagh, I'm starting with you. You look like a monkey tried to fuck a football while it was hanging in the middle of the air on a tree. Okay, dude, get yourself a haircut. Make sure you groomed all night. You know those gimmicks called soap? Wash your nasty ass and scrub your teeth once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wash your junk. You look like you've been on the road and you look like a fucking hobo. Okay, I'm going to start with you. Okay, you had to basically kiss ass for 6 months. All R-Truth had to do was sell some fucking merch and got his name in. Okay, that's number one. Two, Rhea Ripley, you trying to be the Mamacita version of China? You're more like the hoe of the hoe. And I wouldn't be surprised, excuse me one second. But whose baby gravy you swallowing? I mean, seriously, I know Dominic and you are both, you know, engaged, but you once said what you and his favorite thing was, and you flat out said fucking and screwed with everybody, but you know how to steer the shit. But then again, this is pro wrestling. I wouldn't be surprised if you and Dom were getting it on the side. I mean, after all, you know, buddy, your fiance Rhea was, you know, kind of hooking up with Dom's sister, but can we say Fast and Furious? Junkyard version. Sorry, not Finn Balor. How have you fallen? What the fuck? The founding member of Apollo 55, the founding member of the Bullet Club.
Too sweet.
Into this bullshit.
All
because you did it alongside the founding member known as Adam Copeland.
Yes.
Who, by the way, gave you a run for your fucking money at WrestleMania.
You did.
You let the old fuck destroy the Demon King. You should have stood your ground, you pussy. You had a character that was unstoppable. You should have been the one that faced the late Bray Wyatt as the Fiend at WrestleMania. And if Bray was going over, it should have been the Fiend that defeated the King.
Yes.
But instead, you did this just to get some more money. Because guess what? Daddy Vince decided to fuck you in the ass and you took it like a prison bitch. The soap. Or the prison bitch who intentionally dropped the soap so he could get some more dick in his ass. Because he didn't get it up from his own cellmate that morning. Okay. But now, I got to get to the root of all of this.
Yeah.
The one that tried to knock me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Punishment Martinez.
Ooh.
Damien motherfucking Priest. Did you really think I was going to forget about you, Ese Vato?
No.
Chico. I think so. See, I had high hopes for you, Archer. I had high hopes. Even in NXT when you were a heel, I knew your greatness. You come to the main roster. And yeah, you did your thing with Bad Bunny as a babyface.
Yeah.
Or as we call him in certain circles, the it's the jizz and misses. For those of you that don't know that joke, go check out The Miz. Rhymes with the... Oh,
yeah.
I need a cigarette after that. Good sex. Okay. But ever since you became... Send your money in the bank. It's more like send your, I have a boner and it gets soft right as I'm slipping it in. Okay. Damian Priest got into a street fight in Puerto Rico, Cabrona, with Bad Bunny last summer.
Yeah.
And actually put Bad Bunny over. Golf clap.
Don't clap.
For that.
Yeah.
But that's as far as it goes. For nearly a year, you've been sitting there using that briefcase probably with about 6 bottles of lotion jerking off as to when you're going to cash.
Jesus Christ. How do you even let that happen?
Dude, every motherfucking time you come close,
ow,
somebody stops your ass. I mean, what'd you do? Did you get an enema?
I must have.
On who?
Coincidence? I think not.
Exactly. Did you not get enough lube? Did the girlfriend or the missus not blow you enough that morning?
Are you sure about that?
I am sure about that, John Cena.
I don't know about that either.
Okay.
Dummy, yeah, you blew it. Dummy, yeah, you choked. Dummy, yeah, I think you lost it.
You've choked time and time again, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
You've had opportunity, and you somehow can't get it done. You're like a dick that got hard naturally, and just as it's about to... You're like a virgin who lost his erection. Chick. Okay.
Man, I fell down to my knees when the law came.
Oh, you were on your knees crying because you lost your erection. You've had so fucking much in the palm of your hands. And what are you doing? You're jerking it. You're jerking the fans. You've had Seth Rollins for nearly 6 months.
6.
And we're almost to a year.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Cash it fucking in the day of Money in the Bank?
Oh my God.
That's a fucking waste.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, Damian Priest, I'm going to say this to you. If you would have had any balls, you'd have told Hunter to go fuck himself. You would have told the old cocksucker to drop dead.
Mm-hmm.
Won't. You would have said, I'm cashing it in on time, day X at event Y.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have spared us this shit show with Roman motherfucking Reigns.
Could have been the hero. Now you're the hero.
You want to play company man in the back. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bruce Pritchard, stick it in my ass a little bit. Tell creative, keep fucking me. No, Judgment Day. Poppy. Give me a motherfucking break. Damn it, Damian. You don't even deserve that name.
No.
Let's not blow this out of proportion.
You shouldn't be known as Damian Priest. You should be known as the superstar they called I Blew It.
Yeah.
And here's your sound for your theme song before it starts. Nope. Thank you, Daddy. Can I have another?
No.
Bro, nobody knows how to have fun anymore, right? But see our friend down there, Baghead? He's figured out a way to solve that.
So, either cash the motherfucker or cash it in and lose.
Yeah, spare us the agony.
Do the job. Shit.
Do it.
You either get, or are you going to do, or are you going to pull a Seth Rollins at WrestleMania?
And try and do Heist of the Century version 2.0.
Which isn't going to come close, Damian.
No, not even.
No.
Just. The first Heist of the Century was brilliant.
Because the first one, you only had one championship.
Yeah. Now you have this many.
Okay. And guess what? The beatdown you gave R-Truth.
God. How could you? How could you?
He gave you your cut, man.
He gave you the cut of the money, man. Sorry. Come on now.
Damn it.
Hey!
But I'll be smiling in a moment.
Yeah.
Damian Priest.
Oh, God.
Balor. McDonough. Dirty Dumb, or as he's known in prison, very Dirty Dumb. Won't toss Dom salad either. Or the taint, for that matter. God damn.
Ooh, that's gross.
I knew I smelled an odor. I thought it was JD. God damn, Dom. Take a shower.
You're bad. You're so bad.
Wash your ass. You'll love me later. Yeah. And to Mamacita, who ain't a mommy in any way.
No.
Form, you will never come close to China.
No.
Dreaming in La La Land.
Exactly.
Before we put this thing to the ultimate test, we've never done it. Doc, do you have any famous last words while I get ready?
Yes. First of all, JD, you suck. Dominic, I hate your fucking guts. Mommy, you're not mommy. You are bitch. And don't ever try and hurt me again. Damian Priest, you are exactly what this man, Cody Rhodes, said. You are a walk behind. You walk behind Rhea. You walk behind Finn. You walk behind JD. And you even walk behind Rhea. And Finn Balor, I used to like you. Now kiss my ass, bitch.
Hang on. No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, Damian walks in front of him because that's how he gets the dick in his
head. I was just going by what he said in the promo. That's it.
Well, I mean, with four out of the five of them being guys, I mean, you could see one gigantic circle jerker.
You could. I'm ready to push the button. And I'm waiting for you. Okay.
Oh.
We're all ready to go.
I gotta make take this. Hang on. Yes, hello, operator. Okay, yes, this is the joke ID setting. Oh, you set the biohazard team for cleanup?
Yes.
Somebody bring me the barbecue sauce I asked for extra crispy.
little sweet baby Ray.
That's exactly the kind.
Oh, you got full me. Size bottle of it.
Hold on, they got me a tub.
It's got a huge tub, at least.
Well, at least I don't have to blow you up. But... okay. Did you bring the power generator? We're going to need that for right here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have your people call my people for the bill. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What the hell?
So for
your weak ass out my face.
So for Judgment Day, for the crime of what you did to our troop, for the shenanigans you've pulled for well over a year and change.
Yep.
For Dominic Mysterio being a scrubby, dirty, nasty Eddie Guerrero ripoff. For JD McDonough, who needs to have his butthole checked to make sure he doesn't get it bleached. God damn. Yeah. Oh, wait, you might want to bleach it so that it's actually clean. For Finn Balor, who used to be an OG badass and now is just an OG jackass. For Damian Priest, excuse me, for the visual, for you viewers, this is you, Damian. Sorry, I told you I wasn't going to be nice. We might have broke your threshold. We haven't decided.
Probably.
And for Mommy, the self-proclaimed Mommy, Rhea Ripley, the five of you are, I never wanted to do it to you as a unit. I was going to do it to you individually.
Yeah.
But, what? 3, 2, don't stop till I...
Oh, I got a live one here.
Stop.
Oh, there'll be a live one in the old town.
Not stopping here.
Bruce, hurry. Rachel's gonna die.
Oh, I got a live one here. Oh, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
Okay.
I'm glad you're dead. I'm glad you did.
Okay.
Dinner's gonna taste delicious. But folks, I'd say Judgment Day. Uh-oh.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, that's hot. Now do y'all understand why I called the biohazard team?
Yeah. Because we were both going to puke.
I heard that on your way. Ooh, excuse me. Apparently, Finn Balor was dressed in Demon King gear. Oh, I got to go. I'll be right back.
Hold on.
Oh. Tastes like chicken. What about wraps it up for this week? Now, next week's victim.
Oh boy.
I'm a little pissed. Because of who it is.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Is it who I called out at the beginning of the show?
Yeah. Dewey.
Dwayne. Rock.
Never thought I'd see the day.
Oh my God.
I was champ in my chair.
Damn.
But last night, I feel like I saw Bret and Hogan 2.0.
Yeah.
So with that being said, Dwayne Johnson.
You fucker.
I'm sorry. you didn't try to take over the asylum. You just fucked up. So this week.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Next week, rock bottom is going to become fried. Electrified.
A tournament of power.
See, I'm tongue tied. Electrifying is going to have no meaning.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it, but you left me no choice.
You pissed us off.
But in wrestling, what if's chamber is going to be intriguing.
Ooh.
So we are going to go back in time to a very important event.
Excuse me.
In 1983.
Ooh.
Known as Starrcade.
Aha.
And my question to you fans is this. What if Starrcade never happened? What would the ramifications be?
Oh my God.
CW have flourished still? Would JCP fall in sooner than expected? Would WrestleMania have ever ended up taking?
Oh my God.
We're going to have a very nice discussion about that. But
wow. What a boring story. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's someone boring.
But before we get out of here, I gotta say thank you to everybody.
Thank you.
For a hell of a good show.
Hmm.
I know it's been a rocky break, but I'm glad to be back.
Yes.
But more importantly, to all of you, can't do it without any of you.
Yeah.
Can't do it without the boss, can't do it without Doc, can't do it without the fans. But that being said, you know how to find me.
Yeah.
Eric 37 Joker on the socials. Except spell Joker with the number 0.
Yep.
This is yourself trouble. And besides, you find me in my asylum every single week.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, you never know when I might pop up.
Ooh.
You might pop up when you see it coming.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Doc.
Yes.
Let the good people at home know how to find you and what you are up to.
Of course. You can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, and on TikTok at Writing Cat. You can also find me on the Coast to Coast Entertainment Network on Tuesday nights on Between the Ropes, where we talk wrestling. So check all that out.
Very good. Now, if you didn't already, like, share, subscribe, tell grass, tell your baby mama, tell wrestling.
Tell everybody around the world.
Tell everybody around the globe. But more importantly than anything, don't forget to check the link tree. Don't forget to subscribe everywhere. Don't forget to support the network. And guess what? Hi, check out the fucking archive, for Christ's sake.
Exactly. Check out bonfire.com. You can find a shirt like what I'm wearing right now.
Ooh, the one she's wearing right now. Bonfire.com. Right now. The Wrestling Asylum shirt. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
You gotta get that merch, baby. Don't forget to get W Energy. Kick the coffee habit.
Exactly.
And folks, don't forget to get merch for the ladies of Black Arts Angels.
Exactly.
As well. But tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, live on the OTTR Network. The boys, led by Mr. Blackheart.
Mm-hmm.
E. Dukes. Big Mike.
Yep.
The Hitman, Uncle Fats. And Mav. Shout out to Mav, of course.
For you, Mav.
If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The last week in wrestling, baby.
Oh, yeah.
When
it's going to be last.
You have to tune in to find out. That being said, folks, it's been a beautiful week of wrestling.
Yes.
But before I get out, one more tribute. To our good buddy out there, who I wish he sees this, because the minute he hears me singing, I know it's gonna make him laugh. Excuse me. Let me make sure I'm tuned out. It goes a little bit something like this.
Can you feel that?
No, we're back. Oh, wow. Get down with the thickness. Get down with the thickness. Billy, get down with the thickness. Throw it back and give it to me. Get up with the thickness. Throw it, Billy, throw it down with the thickness. Da-da-da-da. Giggity.
Judgment Day. Learn your lesson.
Yeah.
Learn your lesson. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to do this again.
No.
Self.
That was hard.
For Doc. For the boss. For the OTTR network and family.
Yes.
This has been The Wrestling Asylum, starring yours truly and the Joker. Like, share, subscribe. And seeing as how I just have to do it, I can't help it.
Yeah,
it's going to go one more time. Oh, shit.
Meta!
Get up, get down with the thing. Throw it back. Giggity. Get up. Throw it back. Bailey, get that. Giggity. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Miss Thickness. Oh, giggity.
My life is nothing but a comedy.